Browns fans, I'm now joined by newly signed Browns running back Willis McGahee. Willis, welcome to the Browns, man.
Appreciate it, man. Happy to be here.
Oh, man, a lot of things have been going on this week with all the events that have occurred. But if you could just take us back to when you received the phone call from the Browns, what was going on? Tell us all about that.
All right, well, you know, basically I was actually getting ready to go take my daughter. We'll go to open house with my daughter. And I get the phone call, you know, going to go up to the Browns. You know, I'm like, all right, yeah, cool.
You only been here a day. What's it been like learning the playbook and just getting acclimated to your new surroundings?
I mean, you know, the playbook, I've been in a system similar to it when I was with the Ravens, you know, but that's old news.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the same terminology, just saying a different way, and I picked it up pretty quickly. And, you know, I think the teammates, great group of guys, man, young guys. I'm the oldest in the locker room, 31 years old. Never thought that would happen a day in my life. I mean, it's a great group of young guys, eager to win, ready to do whatever. I mean, I think we're going to have some fun.
Hand off McGahee left side. McGahee running to the goal line. McGahee tumbles into the end zone, and Denver with another touchdown here in the third quarter.
You were a very important part of the Denver Broncos organization back in 2011, helped leading that team to the playoffs, and you were in that young, hungry locker room. What are some of those lessons learned that you can bring here?
I mean, it all starts on how you do your work. You know what I mean? It starts with practice, and then it carries over onto the football field. And when they see you going work on the football field, you know, fighting to get them extra yards, not going down on the first hit, it brings everybody together. Like, okay, if he fighting, then we gonna fight. Right. And it just trickles down like that.
How challenging was it for you, knowing that you were healthy this off season and you weren't in the summer camp?
I mean, it was challenging, but it was like, okay, I'm not doing two-a-days. You know, I've been doing two-a-days for like 10 years, and it's like, all right, I'm not gonna get done two-a-days. That can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. So I had to really work hard, like I was playing football.
That's what I was asking you. What were some of the things that you did?
Oh, man, pushing trucks, pulling trucks, flipping tires, CrossFit, running stairs. I did this like every day. And I made sure I go out like around 1, between 12 and 1 o'clock in Miami when the heat and the sun is at its peak of the day.
Reunited with your former coach from the U,
yeah.
Rob Chudzinski. I don't care how long you're in the league, when you're coming into a new environment, it must feel comforting to see a familiar face. Tell us about Rob Chudzinski.
Oh, Coach Chud, you know, probably one of the great offensive minds I've been coached by. You know, he did a lot for me at the University of Miami. He actually helped me get them 1,700 yards and them 27 touchdowns in one season. So, you know, he plays a big role in my life. So, Coach Chud, I appreciate the opportunity. Browns organization, I want to thank you. Fans, I hope you embrace me. Let's have fun.